Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker and Glenn Van Zutphen with you. Really interesting topic we're going to touch on. People leaving their jobs, or at least thinking about leaving their jobs. Wait a minute. Aren't we in the middle of a pandemic?
Yeah, and isn't, you know, everyone's trying, struggling to have programs to get people reemployed and all that. Okay, a Microsoft survey, here's the number, says more than 30,000 global workers showed that 41% are considering quitting or changing professions this year. 41% of 300,000 people.
Wow.
That's big. And if you extrapolate that across, you know, big economies.
Yeah.
That's a massive number, right?
Yeah. A study from HR software company Personio also shows that workers in the UK and Ireland show 38% of those surveyed plan to quit in the next 6 months to a year.
So that's pretty close to that 41% in the Microsoft survey, right? Very interesting. In the US alone, April saw more than 4 million people quit their jobs, according to a summary from the Department of Labor, the biggest spike on record.
Yeah, there are a number of reasons people are seeking a change, and economists have dubbed this the Great Resignation.
So what are those factors that are causing the Great Resignation? And has this new phenomenon hit Singapore yet, or will it?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's find out. On the line with us this morning is Paul Endicott, who is the founder and CEO of Grit. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, good, thank you.
You going to be quitting your job anytime soon, Paul?
Not yet.
He's the CEO. Maybe he wants to retire early. Who knows?
Gosh. Hey, Paul. This is just mind-blowing. You know, it's such an interesting topic. But first, let's try and understand grit a little bit and why you're in the best position to tell us about the Great Resignation. First, introduce to us your company, Grit.
Sure. So we're a recruitment solution, venture-backed recruitment solutions company specializing in digital and technology hiring. So we're really working with talent to help them find a role, monetize their network, and improve their own skills throughout their career journey. So it's a super interesting space because this is an area where obviously there's a huge amount of movement, there's a huge amount of demand.
Great. When we look at Grit, there are so many other recruitment companies out there and people trying to help employees figure out their work journeys. How are you guys different? Do you do something that's different?
Yeah, I mean, the key thing for us is we operate a very much talent-first model. So if you look at most recruitment firms, they tend to focus on the companies and filling roles. For us, it's really looking from a talent perspective in terms of how can we help organizations tap into the right kind of talent, but more importantly, how can we help talent find the right employer? And I think from that perspective, that's very relevant right now, particularly, with this concept around, what you termed earlier, the Great Resignation. Companies or talent really want to find who they're working for, what's going to give them a sustainable career, but also working with those companies that have values. And that's really what we align around at Grit.
Yeah, it's quite interesting as well that you bring that up and the use of the word talent, because what we've seen throughout the pandemic is this lack of tech talent in that sense, or digital savvy talent. You would think that this is a portion of the industry where recruitment firms will be jumping on, trying to find the best tech talent to fill up these positions as many companies pivot. What have you observed?
I think that's certainly the case. There's a huge amount of demand in Singapore and indeed across the region for technology and digital talent. We specialize particularly in very high growth product and platform based companies. So there's a lot of investment within that. There's a lot of companies looking to digitalize. So there is a huge talent shortage within that area. When you look at the demand for software engineers, for product managers, as well as now commercialization roles, I think, the demand for talent, this type of talent, outweighs supply by a long margin.
Talking with Paul Endicott, the founder and CEO of Grit, and talking about the Great Resignation, talking about transformation when it comes to recruitment. And I read a stat that the APAC region is about $100 billion a year industry when it comes to staffing. There are some pain points in that recruitment. How has the traditional recruitment industry fared or been compared to perhaps a newer generation of recruitment that is looking more at digital tools and digital and data to help place people in jobs?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in recruitment now for nearly 20 years. And what I can say from a traditional standpoint, it's not really changed in terms of processes. You've certainly had tools like job boards, you know, LinkedIn come in and I suppose enable people to find talent easier. But in terms of the recruitment process, it's not really fundamentally shifted. Now, what we've seen within GRIT, and we've seen this globally, just generally, is that there is this demand, as you mentioned earlier, for this digital and tech talent. So what we've done is we've shifted the model where companies apply to the talent versus talent applying to roles. The reality is if you posted a job now, say, for example, a front-end engineer, your applicants will be very limited versus, you know, other roles. So you've got to – companies and organizations need to look at different ways in terms of accessing that talent pool. And that's where innovation and new technology platforms come into play to really help alleviate that, but also to help talent really empower themselves to find that next role that makes sense for them.
So still quite a lot of these agencies, quite old school in that sense.
Mm.
That's fascinating. Mm. So let's deem this as the e-economy sort of sector. So there was this Southeast Asia 2020 study by Google, Temasek and Bain showing the tech talent seems to be a critical blocker in the digital sector. We've been talking about this. And based on your observations, Paul, I'm curious, if we were to look at the Asian region versus maybe the Western part of the world, I mean, are the issues the same or is it, you know, off balance?
No, I think the, you know, the trends are following a similar trajectory. I think what's super interesting about the region right now, and particularly, you know, I've been in Singapore since 2008. Mm. And at that point, there's a lot of focus and predominant focus around China and India. I think, you know, what's really interesting about this region is really over the last couple of years, you've seen Southeast Asia's region kind of ignite and, you know, huge growth here. It's also proven, so the SEA Group's IPO, the pending IPO coming from Grab, the, you know, Property Guru, there's talk about them also considering an IPO also. The growth in actually this region and organizations or companies beginning to show that this region of a billion people across eight different countries, eight different cultures, eight different languages can actually work. And these tech platforms are showing how those can be pulled together. Really is, you know, a fantastic, it makes it a fantastic time to be within the region. And I think that's following the trajectory we've seen in the US and Europe in terms of how tech innovation has begun to change and disrupt markets.
We're talking with Paul Endicott, the founder and CEO of GRIT, and that is a very good point. There is a lot of opportunity here, but then we've also seen you know, talent crunches in various places. We look at Singapore, for example, and trying to get high-tech coders and developers on some of the tech projects that are coming in. It has proven to be a challenge in this particular economy, but other economies as well are looking, they want more homegrown solutions where traditionally some of those talent pools have come from outside of the region. So how are talent acquisition strategies changing with companies? Do they need to evolve to face not only the realistic shortages that might be in an environment, but also the political and social imperatives that come along with trying to hire people?
Yeah. I think, when you look at it generally, there's obviously been the pandemic caused a huge amount of stress on countries and economies. And that's also meant that there's been a focus from countries generally around really focusing inwardly on their own citizens, on, you know, to ensure that there are long-term roles. And that's, you know, that is a correct thing to do. I think what's been super interesting, though, is that the pandemic's also forced organizations to look at how do they structure their teams? How do they access talent? You know, with border closures, people not being able to move in between, people not being able to relocate, has placed limitations on the talent they might be able to, you know, hire or 12 months ago, 18 months ago, being able to board into, be able to bring into the organization. So what you've seen is this big shift where organizations have been forced to adopt virtual technology, to implement cloud infrastructure that enables them actually to have workers working in multi-jurisdictional locations. So most of our clients, for example, will have distributed workforces. They will have offices here in Vietnam, in the Philippines, in Eastern Europe, to ensure they can tap into that talent. And I think now what you're also seeing is organizations looking at remote workers. Mm. So we anticipate at Grit over the next 2 to 3 years, we're going to see significantly more organizations looking at a contract or more flexible workforce that they can hire anywhere to enable them to fulfill those talent gaps over time.
But they would still be subject to local, you know, jurisdictional rules or perhaps even some visa requirements or government requirements put on them on what their local hiring percentages yes. would be, right? Even if talent is remote, wouldn't those still apply?
They do, but there's interesting solutions now you're seeing within the market where, for example, if you wanted to hire a software engineer, you could hire someone in another country that's managed by another entity that's effectively your resource. But locally, it meets all of those requirements. So from that standpoint, it does open up the opportunities for talent on a more regional, global, macro level than they would have had before, but equally for organizations to consider global talent pools, which they weren't able to do.
Paul, with everything that you've mentioned, is that the reason then that we are seeing this great resignation because people are going after those opportunities, or is it people's value systems have changed?
I think it's probably the latter, to be frank. A friend of mine termed this the great epiphany, because we were kind of forced to stay at home. And you kind of began, you know, I think initially there was a real concern around, how do you structure your work day at home being forced into this environment where you can't go into the office? Mm. Now, companies are beginning to build the infrastructure and workers have got used to that. So even if you look at, there was a revolt from Apple employees. Mm. around actually being forced back to the workplace.
Yeah.
And the reality is a lot of people have decided, well, actually, I don't want to do the commute anymore. I'm getting to see my kids and family more. And the value system has changed. I think also there were some organizations that maybe didn't handle the pandemic as well in terms of how they treated their employees. So, you know, you have a lot of people that have really reflected on the company they work at, you know, their own priorities and what is important to them. And come out of this thinking, well, you know what? I actually do want to change. And most people, I think there was another study in the US where it said 1 out of 3 people do not want to go back to a full-time work.
Like,
30%. There was a study similarly in Singapore, right? Mm. Yeah. You know, so a lot of people actually want this flexible working now. They've kind of had it. It's very difficult to take that away. So organizations need to reflect on, okay, how can they ensure that their employees are engaged and they've got a structure that people want to work at? But I think people have just reflected on their own, you know, personal values and realized and prioritized what's important to them. And that's why you're seeing these resignations. Now, let's also be frank. In any financial crisis or economic crisis, when there's an upturn, there's always a shift in people moving roles. Mm. So that always happens. Having said that, you look at the numbers coming out of the US, and I know from our perspective, you know, when we're speaking to candidates, candidates are talking a lot more now about actually working for an organization that aligns with their values and their own priorities. Mm. And that's where I think the pandemic exacerbated that, you know, that process of people really to reflect and think about, okay, what do they want to be doing with their time?
Yeah, and that notion has been around, I think, especially with Gen X and Gen Y for quite some time. They're more in tune or more concerned about, does the company believe in what I
yes,
believe in, right?
Yes, yes.
But
mm-hmm.
Your point is well taken. It's been kind of brought to the fore over this past year. But let me just mention, at very early in this segment, we talked about 2 surveys, Microsoft being one of them, where 41% mm-hmm. and 38% respectively said that they were either had quit or are thinking about quitting this year.
Yes.
When we look, those are quite shockingly large numbers because people still got to pay the bills, right? And they're obviously sensing it's a good market to try to change jobs in. That they're confident they're going to get a new job. Are you seeing any particular level, for example, C-suite level or middle manager or lower end jobs that people feel more confident that they can quit and get another good paying job or a job that aligns with their needs if they do so?
Yeah, I mean, within Grit, we tend to work with our largest, I suppose, talent pool is between that 5 years experience and 20. So it's quite a range. And it does depend on where you're looking. Now, I speak to a lot of candidates that are at a very senior level who, to be frank, are not happy, but, you know, they're earning a decent income. So they're waiting for the right opportunity, but they're not ready to make a jump. Mm-hmm. Having said that, you speak to software engineers you know, up to around sort of 10 to 15 years experience. You speak to product managers, you speak to data scientists right now. There's so much going on within the market. There's so many opportunities. There's not a fear of getting another job at all. Mm. You know, it's just the fact that actually I want to find the job that aligns to my own personal priorities. Now, that could be the culture, it could be the tech stack, it could be the remuneration. But fundamentally, there's not a lack of opportunities in those kind of areas. So that's where the employers have to be very, you know, clear and thinking about, you know, why should an organization join you? What are your values? What's your longer term play? And how you really attract, but not only attract, but retain your employees. Because in that space, you know, as soon as someone moves, there's still going to be someone knocking on their door again the next day. Mm. So why am I going to stay here? Why am I going to turn up to work the next day? And that's why the onus is really on the employers now.
I mean, it's pretty obvious, Paul, with everything that you brought up, that HR departments really need to rethink and reflect. But to wrap things up, Paul, a bit of an opinion question. With regard to this great resignation, do you think there's any kind of a silver lining to all of this?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things. I think firstly, you know, I think there's going to be more opportunities for talent than they would have seen before because of this opportunity to potentially work remotely. And therefore, you're not limited to organizations or companies that are hiring just in your local area. And I think we're going to see that continue to evolve and mature over time. So I think that's something that could make things very interesting from a career perspective and what people's career choices might be down the line. And I think from an organization perspective, you know, equally, it does enable them to look, you know, talent on a broader scale and a broader platform than they would have had the opportunity to do before. So that whole remote working concept from both sides, I think, opens up a very big opportunity for both talent and employers.
We've been speaking with Paul Endicott, who is founder and CEO at Grit. Paul, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.